You know, these hatchery fish, they run up towards the hatchery and they sit there.
And that's a good point, because hatchery fish will not use the structure the same way wild fish do. Hatchery fish are in such a big hurry to get back up to that pipe because they have such a sense of home water response, that water in which they were reared, that they will rock it up there. Wild fish, on the other hand, use the structure in the stream more predictably and will be found in these areas that we're describing now.
So you really have to know what you're targeting when you go out still. You know, the beginner steelheader has to really know, hey, what run am I going out here and targeting? And that's going to apply. That's going to tell you what strategy you're going to use when you're out on the water.
If you can find that little sweet spot in your favorite steelhead hole, then you can go to all these other ones. You can go, oh, yeah, that's the spot right there. And you can walk right in and hammer those spots, make a few casts, look for an aggressive fish, and then move on. Go down to the next hole. Do the same thing. And you pick each run apart. And you hit all those little sweet spots, because every run has three or four sweet spots, and then keep moving. That's kind of how I approach it.
Anyway. And I'm the exact same way. I mean, I was fortunate enough as a kid to be able to walk small streams and then take those small stream fundamentals and take them to a bigger stream. And you know what? It's the same game. You don't look at a whole big river as a whole. You break it down into its component parts. So when last we were in the classroom, Rob Toback.
Yes. When you want to fish a hole, what type of rocks, what type of cover you're looking for, the basketball size rocks, all those types of things. And now we want to move on to drift fishing. And so, Rob, I'm going to just turn it over to you, let you take over. You know, what is drift fishing?
that's a broad topic, but
get us started.
Basically, drift fishing, you're just dredging the bottom. Lead, slinky, whatever it takes to get down. And then anywhere from, I'd say 18 inches a leader on up to 6 feet. I mean, if you're fishing, let's say, pink rubber worms, that's been a really popular technique last few years. A lot of flotation if you're drift fishing a pink rubber worm. A really high floater. I like to use the Danny Joe's high floaters in Maiden, North Carolina. They float like a cork. You don't want a 6 foot leader when you're fishing something like that, because the thing's going to float up to the surface, you know?
Right. You got to keep your gear in the strike zone.
You do.
And leader length is a big component of that.
Yeah, or a rag. If you're fishing rags, I see guys, you know, it's clear water, so I got to fish a 6 foot leader. No, man, 18 inches, maybe 2 feet at the most. If they're honed in on that pink rubber worm or that rag, they don't care about the lead going by. Okay.
Right.
They're gonna hammer that thing. Now, the other thing about your lead, you don't want to be grinding the bottom. You want that lead just skipping along.
Right.
If you're side drifting, which, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show with Lee Barkey, you're just going to be hitting maybe every 5 to 10 feet. Drift fishing, it's maybe, you know, every couple feet. And you're going to adjust your lead accordingly. And what I'll usually do is have a bunch of lead pre-cut.
Right.
Or slinkies. I'll have them pre-made, you know, 3 balls, 4 balls, 5 balls. And then you can switch up, you know, throughout the day really easily.
Or the John Koenig special, you know, just the one ball snake slinky.
Well, let me ask you this. You know what?
Okay.
I'm trying to concentrate here, Nelly.
Turn his mic off.
Yeah,
again,
somebody please. Cut him off.
So let me
ask you this. You're bouncing that lead along the bottom there. If I feel that lead getting hung up a little bit and stuff, I want to short my leader.
It.
You want to adjust your weight of your lead. You want to do all those things. And you talked about the strike zone for a leader. What is that strike zone? Do you want to have your bait on the bottom? Do you want to have it up off the bottom? And if so, how?
Within a couple feet
of
the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, your bait's going to be kind of swirling around down there. But, you want to be – I mean, fish lay right on the bottom. Steelhead don't hover. They lay right on the deck.
Right.
So you want – I mean, ideally, you want to be within a foot of the bottom.